This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday demanded an overhaul of Israeli military conduct in the occupied West Bank as he decried the fatal shooting of an American protester against settlement expansion, which Israel said was accidental. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
26-year-old Aishanur Ezgi Egi, who is Turkish-American, was shot dead last Friday at a protest march in Beita, where Palestinians have been repeatedly attacked by far-right Jewish settlers. It voiced regret and said a criminal probe was ongoing.
In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
Those were Blinken's strongest comments yet in criticizing Israel's security forces.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The Israeli army released a video on Tuesday showing what is said to be the tunnel in which the six hostages whose bodies were recovered were staying and killed there.
The tunnel shaft was in a children room in a house. Those are the walls of this children room with Snow White and Mickey Mouse on the wall.
The six hostages were killed on the night of August 29th, Agari said. Their bodies were found and retrieved by soldiers in southern Gaza around 2 days later. The United Nations said on Tuesday a convoy of clearly marked armored UN vehicles in Gaza was encircled and held at gunpoint on Monday by Israeli forces seeking to question two of the UN staff on their way with a campaign to vaccinate thousands of Palestinian children against polio.